Hi, it's Elise.
Hey, y'all, it's Kaylin.
And this is episode 7, season 2 of Love Her, Leave Her Wild. Yo, yo, that was so bad.
I've been teaching Everly Yeehaw, right? Like, yeah. But she puts her hand up and holds up like she knows I'm a horse. Moms are all horses. So she's like riding the horse, right? And she'll like hold on to my shirt with one arm and put her other arm up
like she's bull riding.
Like she's riding a bull. Yeah. Ridiculous.
That's really funny. So we're gonna take a little turn on this episode and talk about some fun slash
it's weird? My favorite.
I don't really know. Maybe if you're into the 420 situation, this would be a good time to partake before you listen to the rest of us. I am not, but I am sick. So I apologize for any sniffling and coughing that I do throughout this episode. So, Kaylin, why don't you start us off?
Really? You're supposed to warn me of that. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I'm gonna start us off.
Okay.
Have any of you ever seen your neighbor take their groceries in? Why don't you think about it? Like we all know it happens. We all know that our neighbors take their groceries in. We see it on TV, but have we ever witnessed our neighbor take their groceries in? Have you ever seen your neighbor take their groceries in?
I have never seen that. When you asked me that, I have thought real long and hard, and I have not seen it ever with several neighbors.
I have never seen this either, but like where I'm from, like we live, like it would be my parents' house and then my dad's brother on one side and my dad's sister on the other, and we lived out on the farm basically. And we were all neighbors. Everybody stayed, like everybody was always together. So if one person came home with groceries, like we would help take groceries into our aunt, uncle's house, into our house, whatever. Uh-huh. So we've all taken each other's groceries in, but I have never once seen them take their own groceries into the house. I've never seen anyone, any of my neighbors now, never have I ever seen them take their groceries in.
Me either.
Shit's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And also the, how do you see the Monopoly man with a monocle or without one?
The Mandela effect.
Yeah, because it's all about like our realities are all different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Fruit of the Loom one got me. For me, that was the seal. That was the one that I was like, holy shit. But you're like, that was no cornucopia.
Okay, we had this conversation last night. She said, Fruit of the Loom, do you remember cornucopia ever? And I said, no. Fruit of the Loom never had a cornucopia, and she was adamant that it did. So she looked it up and there was no cornucopia.
Just like Monopoly Man didn't have a monocle.
I did think he had a monocle. Yes.
Marcus did too. And so did Jordan. But Jordan also remembers the cornucopia between the word fruit and loom. It was right there with all the fruit pouring out of it. You were the only one who didn't remember that.
Because I'm telling you, cornucopias are only used on Thanksgiving. Why would they have something for Thanksgiving on underwear?
And then the Britney Spears thing, like, did she have a mic? Like the little, like,
that was hard for me.
Yeah, because so I remembered Britney Spears and her Oops, I Did It Again music video with the little headset microphone because I know she had one, but she actually did not have one. It's just, we're all crazy apparently, like that was a different reality. But the doll, Barbie doll that was sold for her, had a microphone set, so they obviously were in the same dimension reality as we were, because they definitely put a headset with that.
So why don't we talk about that?
So
here we go.
So I believe that there is an objective reality, but there's also a billion like subjective realities. For every person, there is a different reality. That's what I believe. Do you believe that?
I do. Yes.
Do you believe there's an objective reality?
Yeah. I believe that for me, everybody has a different reality, but it also has to do with your level of consciousness.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Okay. Go on.
I'm just thinking like, so when I read your, like when I was thinking and I was reading through different things, is what we perceive reality or just a construct of our minds? So for me, we all perceive a different reality and it is a construct of our minds, and reality is subjective, but it's also objective.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is an objective reality, and I can take that all the way back to a physics lesson if you really want me to, but I can do it. I can prove it.
Okay, let's hear it.
So if we go, I made notes.
Oh, wow. She did. Guys, she's way more prepared for these episodes than I am. So
if we go back, so reality is different between everyone. Some say that there is no objective reality, but there has to be a base reality or objective reality. Because just because we can't perceive it doesn't mean that it isn't there or that it didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So with physics, you know, I was a nuclear physics major, right?
Of course you were.
It was like on a whim. I do not do anything in physics anymore. But for quantum physics and mechanics, so you have a quantum field theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which basically means that everything is a field of waves. And once we observe them or look at them, localize them, they materialize. So they do change. Which is also, so once we observe them, observe, you know, you see where this is going. Just like a video game, the only things that are generated are what we are actually seeing on the screen. Wherever you're like turning your view, your field of view is the only thing that is generated in that time. So everything outside of that field of view is gone. There is no memory of it, but what's there is there and it doesn't change because objective reality exists and we see it when we observe it, but it has to be localized in on that. So basically there is that baseline, there is that base reality. It's just when we zone in on it or focus on it, different things materialize, which is what we call our subjective reality or our perception.
Mm-hmm.
I hope y'all took notes on that.
Wow. Good job. If I could add audio of clapping and cheering, I would, but I can't because. Maybe I can. I'm going to add it here.
This is what me and Marcus talk about all the time. And like, especially since the pandemic started, and I'm like, okay, ever since I was a kid, I thought that we lived in a dream basically. But you know, that kind of goes back to like all my religious stuff and me questioning my existence and everything else. But since 2020, I was like, these people legit live in a different reality than I do. Like, we are not from the same world. We don't live in the same world. There's no way. None. That like nailed the coffin for me. Different realities. Like, that's it.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was never about like different realities as so much as like, ego and issues and personalities that allow us to perceive things differently. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, perception is in every communication model that I've ever read. Why am I reading those, by the way? Where have I read these? Oh, for work. We have to do a check off every year. And one of them is like a communication model. And it always talks about how perception is the most important thing in communication is perception. Mm-hmm. Well, that's real fucked up because I can't help how you perceive what I say.
Right. Right.
I mean, you can take it however you want to. If I tell you that there's a red bird on the car over there, but what you perceive that as is that the house is on fire. You're going to react to that statement as if the house is on fire. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what I say.
Which also leads to a lot of communication issues.
I have those.
What? What? Are you serious? I am shook.
I'm in therapy. Okay.
No, God, thank you. It's good. I am too. We're very pro therapy on this program. Is it a program? I don't know. Podcast. I think it's cool to call it a program. Anyway, sorry, I digress. So for me, it was always, I've always known that I've always looked at things as though we all have these, for lack of a better term, like a door in front of us, like a clear door. Mm-hmm. And that is filled with all of our issues, all of our past experiences, our trauma and everything else. And when you're talking to someone, it gets filtered through that.
Yeah.
So I think that is a huge, 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 huge problem. When we have communication issues, is just like you said, we interpret it as differently. Now take that into a bigger equation, which is just realities, different realities. So even though it's not communication per se from someone, but say I'm looking at something or something has happened, I'm still seeing it from behind my door.
Yeah.
And we all have different doors.
So this was like the filter. This was the filtered reality that I was talking about, that everyone has a filter over their eyes and it's different. So like Elise is very spiritual and like guided in that direction. And I'm very scientific. But it's really
science.
Yeah. But it's very interesting when they all come together, because like, that's when I really truly have an appreciation for it, because it's like, maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe I'm just following the wrong leader, you know, cause I did that like my whole life.
That's true.
But also like there is a, like the Bible aligns with it too. So it has really come full circle for me. But the conversation took off when I was like, do you see the same, when you look at the color blue, is what your brain processes the same as what I process? Mm-hmm. And it's actually scientifically proven to be no, because we all do see things. We filter them differently. Like that door right. that you're talking about, that filter, that process that I'm talking about in your brain, from that happens between your eye and your brain, is totally different for every person.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy though. I mean, but here's the thing. I do think let's focus on communication for a second. I do think if people internalize this and remember this, we could all communicate better.
Yeah. Understanding the perception that everyone perceives things differently. Yeah. Like with me and Marcus, one of our biggest communication issues is perception, because I will say something to him and I mean it. And it's not even my tone. It is literally me talking about him in a way that isn't boosting his ego. And I'm not saying this like in a net, like me talking shit about my husband. I mean, I can talk shit about my husband, but like,
yes,
this isn't it, but in a way that he doesn't feel like I am boosting him as a person, then he gets automatically defensive. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what just happened here? And he's like, well, you said this. And I'm like, but you're just making that. So you are getting so defensive because that's a complete insecurity. Like whatever it is, mm-hmm. is an insecurity. And he felt like he needed to defend himself. And it is like this every time. And it's because he perceives what I say as a personal attack.
Exactly.
And as soon as I realized that was the issue, it's not what I'm saying. It's not how I'm saying it. It is literally his perception of what is coming out of my mouth, which were two totally unrelated things. Imagine mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, it happens all the time. Like, and I never close the refrigerator door, right? My oldest stepdaughter listens to our podcast and she's going to be like, she definitely doesn't. Everly closes the refrigerator behind me now. But it's like, he was like, can you please close the refrigerator? And I was like, I'm sorry that I forget. Okay. I forget everything. I'm sorry. And he was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But I perceived that as him basically, he just attacked me on all fronts.
Yes.
By reminding me to close the refrigerator, I felt personally attacked.
Mm-hmm.
So So, I mean, I get it. Perception is everything. And that's one thing, like being an empath has really, once I realized that that was a thing, like feeling empathy is like almost like its own separate, like group of humans. Things just made a lot more sense to me because I have way more patience for other people's opinions and their perceptions. And I'm way more conscious of the things that I say because I don't want to offend anyone. Like, I don't want it. I don't want someone to perceive what I say wrong.
But that's impossible.
It is, especially for me, because I say a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Same for me though. I mean, same for me. My mouth has gotten me in trouble more times than I can count.
But I feel like you came to this realization of how important communication was in people's perception a lot earlier in life than I did, because I didn't realize this until my late 20s, because I wasn't raised that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was raised more of an open way.
Yeah.
Of a kind of allowing, you know, for me to kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Navigate, kind of figure it out for myself. I was allowed that freedom.
Yeah, I was not.
I kept it to myself. It wasn't anything I felt like I needed to discuss with my family or even my friends. I was very, I mean, shocker, I'm an introvert. So I internalized everything and I really thought about it. And some of the things made sense to me and made me feel in a positive way. And that's also what I've learned, is that there's only basically there's only two emotions, and it's positive and negative. And look who's
black and white now.
There's positive and negative emotions. And so when you're feeling a positive emotion, you know, it's right. And when you're feeling a negative emotion, you know, it's wrong. So I was kind of allowed to be able to kind of do all of that. And I felt a lot of positive emotions going towards this whole spiritual path of, you know, what I believed in, and it allowed me to be able to understand people. I always say, like, I'm the Rain Man of people. Mm-hmm. Like, I get them. I get people. Just, it's always clicked in my head.
So do you get like this QAnon breed of people? Do you get that?
Yeah. I mean, that's their own reality though. That's the reality.
That shit's wild. I don't know if anybody has been on. So like, I like to see both sides, like, and I'll get stuck on like that side of TikTok sometimes. Have you ventured onto the DuckDuckGo stuff and compared things? You've been busy doing other things.
No, I don't even know what that is. Explain it to us. So
DuckDuckGo is actually like a quote unquote Google, but it gives different information than what Google gives you. So these like extreme people who are saying that the pandemic, the COVID is fake and all of this bullshit, they basically get on DuckDuckGo and like research their results. And it does give you different shit, which creates a completely different reality, because the studies that they're reading, quote unquote studies, are completely fake. And then like, I was watching this whole thing, like they were tracking where, like this information came from, and it actually came from a virtual reality, like video game type thing. It's like a Facebook group that announces like in their about me section that they are this is a virtual reality, like this is a simulation of, you know, the world if a pandemic were to occur and like how we would respond. It clearly states that this is a simulation, that this is not real life, but yet it's like people have come in like kind of mid stroke on all of it and just grabbed on to whatever information they wanted to, but like, they're not even part of it. So why are you using their stuff? Why are you faking everything? But they, like, I've had people post like DuckDuckGo as a source.
Oh gosh.
Yes. But, you know, people have lost their minds. So
that's wow. Wow. Yeah,
it started as like a simulation, you know, how they live in like these other dimensions or whatever. Mm-hmm. I did not know that this was a thing until recently, but anyway, so they create the simulation and this is how they do everything, which is kind of cool. But I feel like I could really get lost in a simulation because this world is really tripping.
Yeah. Well, I think, and in that respect, those are people that kind of lack a little bit of intelligence, or I should say,
you're right. You can just leave it at that.
I should say ignorant in the truest form of the definition, you know, right. People, I don't think understand that ignorant is not, they use it in a slang way as in you're stupid, but it's not that, it's just not having knowledge, of something, not that they can't, grasp that knowledge at some point. But, I think it's partially that. I think it's partially, you know, those people wanting to fill in their lives with something and something to believe in because they need that. And you get, you know, what's mostly like, little cult followings, you know, like, the Trump supporters are very cultish and, you know,
the extreme ones are.
Yes.
And then he doesn't even know that they exist. I have a confession.
What? Do I need to fire you off the podcast?
I swear on my life right now, I did not vote for him. But my confession is that I didn't have this strong distaste for him that I do now. But I did not. I don't want to say hate. I didn't hate him and I don't hate him now because I don't hate people. I mean, you know, but yeah, I was willing to give him a chance. Put it that way.
Lord have mercy on your soul. Yeah. But okay. I wasn't.
My whole reasoning was because the alternative option was also garbage. Like that was my whole thing was like, I have to be willing to give him a chance because if I'm willing to give her a chance then I have to be willing to give him a chance. So that was my whole thing, but I really wasn't into politics then either. And my husband at the time was, in special forces training. So he was like, you know, all American and shit and obnoxious and basically Donald Trump.
Yeah, no, I didn't because of, you know, the whole grabbing pussies thing and, the whole, making fun of the reporter with a disability.
I was so out of touch with things. Like I didn't see that until way after the fact, like, but yeah. But what would you do if I told you that I voted for him?
I mean, I would be sad and I would bid you adieu. Just kidding. I wouldn't.
You think that they created their own reality? Like that their reality, it has to be different.
It is a different reality because he's going to be president next year, according to some of them.
Well, according to them, this is his, he's still the president. So according to them, he's going to be president for a third term. So they're definitely in another reality.
Yeah.
Different dimension. We'll say that a different dimension. But like, I feel like they have, if you forget, if like you can, if you don't remember that everyone perceives every single thing differently than you do, you're going to be a miserable person. Mm-hmm. Like you, and I will say that, like I had a very, I mean, I still have a low tolerance for people, but only if they come at me with bullshit. Like if you're a person who has a different opinion, but like you want to explain it or talk to me and be normal, that's fine. But like, if you're just a shitty person, I have zero tolerance for that. But like years ago when I didn't understand how important it was for me to remember that people perceive things differently, we had nothing in common. Why are you the way you are?
Right. But it's that's the thing. So these people have their own version of reality, which is one where Trump is still president or Trump is going to be president again for a third term. You know, Biden is a pedophile. And, you know, that's their own. Those are their own realities. And you cannot shake them from that reality.
And they actually thought that they were trafficking children in like large sized pillows via Wayfair.
Yes, I did see that conspiracy theory. Yes.
Shit was wild. I know that human trafficking is real, but
yes,
y'all, a Euro pillow ain't it? Isn't that what they're called? Those big fancy pillows? The 20
body pillows?
No, this size. I think this is a Euro pillow.
Oh,
it's like okay. A 26 by 26 or something.
Yeah. They're just, yeah, big time conspiracy theories. And while I don't believe everything the government tells me to believe, okay, I do know that they keep shit secret and whatnot. I also don't tend to latch on to things obsessively.
I do.
You do? That I'm not shocked by that, though.
Actually, I was kind of saying that as a joke, but then it's like, yeah, I kind of do.
You do a little bit, yeah.
But it depends. If I can find some validity in it, then I will I'll cling. I'm a clinger, but like we already know that.
Yeah. But I think what I'm talking about is a little bit different because you may be obsessive about like the correct way to advocate for people with disabilities as much as not like there are children being trafficked through Wayfair. You know, there's a difference between I'm trying to think of all of the conspiracy because I land on a conspiracy talk.
I love it.
In a while.
Shit's wild.
And it's really funny. Some of it's like, huh? Like, did you see the one where OJ Simpson didn't kill them, but his son did?
Oh, no, I did not see.
Yeah. That's why the glove didn't fit because it was the son size. That's why he drove away in the Bronco so slowly.
Did. Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw that. I did see that.
I could kind of get behind that theory.
Yeah.
That theory don't hurt anybody though, really. I mean, maybe his son, if his son really didn't murder Nicole and Ron. I can't remember. I do remember watching the Bronco chase in high school.
I was too young. Like when I feel like I was a kid. Like I was like,
I was 14, 13, 14.
Okay. So that's why I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. What were you, three?
No. Like,
wait, how old are you?
I'm 31.
That's what I thought. We're 10 years. So if I'm 13,
I couldn't remember how far apart we were.
Yeah. I know. It's because of my beautiful glowing skin.
You're correct. That's exactly what it is.
It's because of my immature personality, but yeah, so that's one of the conspiracy theories that I ran into that I was like, okay, I could dig that. There's a lot of conspiracy theories around but yeah, there are some that are just fun and, you know, but then there's some people that really believe in chemtrails.
Yeah.
Chemtrails is bananas to me that people actually believe that shit.
Yeah.
And if you do, okay, I'm not judging you. A little bit I am, but you know, I'm not gonna think you're a bad person.
Actually, if you do, I just want to hear about it. Like I'm one of these people who I'm just completely intrigued by everyone's perception. Like at this point, I just want to know, like, I want to know how you see the world.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody wants to fuck with me because I'm so rude, I guess, that they don't want to tell me these things. They won't. I'll ask and nobody tells me. It's like, I'm not trying to bait you. I just really want to know.
Yeah, I don't.
Tell me your reality. Like, I want to know. I always ask, and it gets on Marcus's nerves because he is a man of so many words. Let me just tell you. He's a man of the same story, but a different version. Okay. What drives him crazy is when I'm like, I need you to explain it to me. And I just sit there like waiting for him to feed me all of this stuff. And I'm just like, I want to know how you see it because I want to feel that way. Like I want to understand it the way that you understand it, but my brain does not work like his, but still.
Yeah,
but I do. Even with like you said, like all of these other conspiracies, like, I just want to know.
Yeah. It's fun to listen to, but it's also a little scary sometimes. Cause I'm like, no, the COVID conspiracy theories
So y'all ain't gonna get me on that one. Fuck no. Y'all. Like, I don't even care.
Yeah, they're infuriating. I get TikToks sent to me sometimes about those conspiracy theories, and I absolutely like, I don't watch them because I just, yeah, it infuriates me. Do you see like people can create the same reality?
I feel like everyone's reality is different because everyone perceives everything differently. So like,
but I think those particular people create the same reality. I think that's what the difference is between like cults and cult type following MLM. They create a certain reality that everybody subscribes to.
It's the promise. It's the promise of the cult. I think like the, it's the manipulation. Like it's nothing that you and I share anymore. Like the reason that I got caught up in that was because of the narcissism, the manipulation. Like it was mm-hmm. nothing ever like that. They did. My reality was totally different than they do. Their subjective reality is a lot different than the truth, but I still can't say that it's all the same because I still perceive things differently even then. So, but do I think that it's more in line? Absolutely. I think that they're from another dimension, but that's a whole different story.
But I think that's how, and I'm just throwing this out there. It just came to me. I think that's how cults kind of start and grow.
You mean like they start the same, like objective, their objective reality might be the same.
Yeah, they, yes. And then everybody shares in that reality so much.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. And they believe it so much.
It's the promise.
I think it's a lot of things for a lot of people.
But the thing that gets me is, so I sent Elisa's video, this live video of church of my church.
That was fucking insane.
Your face looks traumatized. I sent it to you, Jordan, and I think I sent it to my friend Corey too. And I'm like, come to church with me. And it's like, holy shit. Like this is a complete, like the reality that you're right. Like that is exactly what it is that they all have like this same, very odd. Yeah. But did you see that was actually that one that I sent you was a revival down in Texas, praising the Lord for the abortion law, for them getting rid of abortion. So that one lady that they were talking to where she was like confessing her sins or whatever, which is really weird. We didn't have to like confess our sins or anything, but they would ask us if there was anything that we needed to like get off of, like to just like free our spirit of or whatever. And she was like, I'm not a Jezebel. That's why she said that, was because she's saying that she's not going to be a whore and get pregnant. Is basically like, what the hell? Different reality. Like that shit's crazy.
Yeah. But that's how I'm saying they subscribe to the same reality. Someone builds that. Someone.
Their objective reality.
Yes. Who can gaslight and manipulate, and they're lacking something, or they have been lacking something in their life. And they create this reality that they subscribe to and believe in.
Yeah.
What you can do.
Their objective reality is their base reality. Objective reality is the same.
I don't know, but I think we'll definitely have more conversations like this. I think we've only touched the very tip of the surface with these conversations. So
these are my favorite ones.
Mine too. You and I talk about it often.
The text messages are the best. I wish that we could read them. You know how people do like the TikToks and reels and stuff in it. Is it Siri's voice?
Oh yes.
Like I wish, like that's how I hear them in my, in my head is in that voice actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny. yeah, we do. I've always had a really strong opinion and strong like thoughts about all this stuff, but I've never been able to really talk to anybody about it because like I said, my beliefs have always been very private.
How did you come to this conclusion? Because it was, for me, it was because I have a very strong spiritual background. Like, I grew up super, like, hyper religious, like crazy, like exorcism stuff, like crazy shit. So I grew up very structured, you know, my reality was also very structured. And then I ended up married, divorced, and then married an atheist who is extremely scientific, and he taught me so many different things. But I also have a science background, like I have a physics background, and just being in the medical field, period, like you have to know science, right? Like you can't deny science. So I mean, it was like he taught me so much, and then like you are very spiritually inclined. So it's been really, it's been so interesting to see it all, like I said, like come full circle. But if you didn't have anyone else to like bring into that, did you just think that you were crazy?
I didn't think I was crazy as much as like, I didn't think anybody could understand what I was trying to say. Cause it like has a little bit of this and a little bit of that, like a little bit of Hinduism and
right.
You know, but it wasn't quite any type of religion. So I didn't really talk about it because it, you want to talk to someone about, well, I don't believe that there's a God as a man, but as just God is a collective being of all of us, and that we are all God and people. Yeah. So I thought maybe some people would think I was crazy. So I just kept it to myself, but really truly believed it. I don't know.
And that's where I was talking about, like, the, do you think that we're like randomly one night, it was like 11:30 and I texted you and I was like, do you think that we're all one consciousness?
Yes. I remember that.
That we're all one consciousness. And you were like, yes, I do. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yep.
It's crazy. Like, where do people come to these? I need to get on like podcasts, like listen to podcasts of these like brilliant scientists and like see if I can understand anything that they say when it comes to this. Like Joe Rogan actually.
They have podcasts where it's scientists talking about spiritual stuff.
They talk about consciousness, which I can, and you would like, even though like that's not your, like definitely like not your your jam, but you would be able to connect them together, like instantly, like the whole like levels of consciousness stuff, like that.
What do
whole,
you mean? That's my total jam.
The quantum physics and things like that, like the scientific the
physics
part
of it, because I'm not that smart, y'all. But
not the
I've
not
always
the,
told you that I believe in levels or stages of consciousness. I've always said that.
Not the psychology part of it, the scientific part of it.
No, I'm totally
the physics part of it.
I don't know about the physics part of it, but I've always been interested in the brain part of it.
So you would be able to you would connect them together like that. And it would be like, oh shit, that makes like perfect sense. That's how I was when I listened to it. And I was like, oh, so basically science, spiritual beings, and all of this, our levels of consciousness are just gods, basically. Like, it was just really enlightening. If anyone's interested.
Yeah, but it is.
Joe Rogan, I know you don't love him.
Oh, shut up.
I know. But no, I don't like him. I like the people that he interviews on his show. He interviews like these physicists and scientists and
you
stuff.
You can find them somewhere else
this
that aren't on his show.
I think one of the guys that he actually interviewed has his own show, if there I'm not mistaken. To like all of, like, I watch it on YouTube, like all of their talks and their debates and stuff where they talk about it. But I'm weird, so you know, whatever. But you're weird too, so you might like it. I don't know.
I've always been interested in how the brain works and what that means. I do believe in the power of thought and manifestation and even healing of the body, all of it. Like, I do really believe that. But again,
do you believe that TikTok that you sent me last night where he was like, and he thought about it and his wound healed up?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I don't know if I believe that particular story, but I do believe that it is in. Okay. So I'll just say quickly, because this is why I don't talk about it, because you're going to give me that look.
No, I'm just trying to understand.
Okay, so
because I've seen people bleed out and they're like, I don't want to die. I don't want to bleed. And then they just keep fucking bleeding.
Oh, it's because they're saying, I don't want to die. I don't want to bleed.
What? What do you mean?
Yeah, yeah, it's a very specific way you have to talk.
Like, is it like a spell?
No. I'm not a fucking witch. Jesus Christ.
If you are, I love that.
No. So yogis will tell you that's it's all about like the consciousness and being above that and enlightened, okay? So that you're not a part of their body. What? Why are you laughing?
Oh, I was like, I think it might have been delayed because I wasn't laughing when you asked me.
Okay. So anyway, my therapist had asked me, she said, have you had any surgeries when we first began? And I said, yeah, I've had a few surgeries, and told her, and my thyroid is, I had a thyroidectomy and it's completely gone. And she said, that doesn't surprise me. And I said, why? And she said, well, because of all the trauma you incurred in your life, your adrenal glands were constantly going from fear and the fight or flight. So of course, why wouldn't there be a problem with my thyroid? Which made a lot of sense to me. So I think that we have the power to definitely heal ourselves, make ourselves sick.
I can get behind some of it in a milder form.
Yeah.
But that dude literally said that he was bleeding profusely from his arm. And well, he was like,
That's a secondhand story. So I would have to look up, but he said it was Dr.
Or secondhand story, my ass, you know, he lied.
What's his name? He's on Oprah. No, this guy's legit. Deepak Chopra. That's what his name is. Wait, is that it? Hold on. Let me Google it. Cause that sounds a lot like Oprah. Oh, I was right. Deepak Chopra. As an Indian American author and alternative medicine advocate, a prominent figure in the New Age movement, his books and videos have made him one of the best known and wealthiest figures in alternative medicine. And that was a story from Deepak Chopra that guy was telling. So I would have to look into it if that was the actual story. But he has some good things.
I wouldn't believe it unless I was there, man.
Well, yeah, obviously. But it has to be, someone who is enlightened has reached the final stage/level of consciousness or of enlightenment to be able to do that. That is where your reality is. You don't have that reality.
You so just turned into Wolverine, basically.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm not saying horrible, I totally believe it. I don't know. I don't know if I do.
It was a good story. But
I don't know if I do, but I do believe that.
And manifestation and like,
yes,
I definitely believe it. That was my word of the year, actually. Manifest. And well, I ain't done shit.
I have 1,000,000% manifested. I manifested Down syndrome. So my child has Down syndrome because of me. I manifested that, which is okay. Looking back, I'm like, oh yeah.
How did you do that?
Oh, easy. When we talked about having a kid, I said, we should have one. We should start trying now because, you know, it's getting close to the age where I'm more likely to have a child with Down syndrome. I said that. I was constantly thinking that my kid was going to have Down syndrome. I also pinned really cute kids with Down syndrome on my Pinterest board. And I shared an article about a mom's point of view of raising a daughter with Down syndrome. So basically, basically I just did it myself, but I've also manifested other things. And I really believe that.
Everly's Down syndrome too.
Did you?
I did. Yeah. I've always said this, like, I didn't think that I would have a child who was neurotypical. Mm. And I had that. I mean, that was perfectly okay with me. And then I had a conversation with Anya about Everly having Down syndrome before she was born, obviously. And with Marcus, same thing. I was like 26 weeks pregnant. And my birthday is World Down Syndrome Day.
There you go. Yeah. See, but I really do believe that manifestation works. I don't know if I believe that particular story about the guy stabbing himself, but I do believe that we have more power in our mind and our thoughts than we think we do. I think a lot of us think that the universe controls us, but really it's the other way around. It's all matter, and we're all matter.
If we didn't have as much power as we actually do, if we lack power in our mind, gratitude wouldn't work.
Gratitude is the first thing you need to do to manifest. We can have a whole episode about manifestation. Actually, let's do that. I love the idea of it. I do try to do it, and we'll talk a lot about it and how I do struggle with it to myself. So yes, I'd like to do that. So next time. So you have a week to research.
I got a lot of shit to do.
I'll give you some things to listen to and read about it. I love it. It has really taken me to a whole different level, especially in this tough year I've had. So anyway, you can submit any questions, suggestions, topics, whatever, at our website, on our website, www.loveherleaveherwild.com. We're sponsored by my forthcoming book, Love Her, Leave Her Wild, Ruby's Rainbow. It's an organization where they raise funds to give scholarships to people with Down syndrome for college, and Dear Mom, an organization for mothers who have children with Down syndrome. Because you all know, we just love our Down syndrome organizations. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, we both have girls with Down syndrome. So yeah, don't forget to rate us on our podcast, unless you're an insane lady who gets mad because you look up your teacher
And spells twerk wrong
and says she's a doctor. I'm using quotes, air quotes, not a doctor. So unless you're that, please rate us and leave a review. That would be wonderful. And we will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.